What up, people? This Bang Bang 100, and you tuned in to the Real Rap Radio Podcast. Let's get it. Back up in this bitch for episode 75. That's three quarters.
Hey, everybody. This is Philly Kiki. How y'all doing?
Yeah, I got Philly Kiki back in here with me. What's up with you, Kiki?
Nothing. Same old.
What's the same old
thing? Things are getting a little more excited. It's the end of the school year. Can't complain.
Well, that's what's up.
Got some things accomplished throughout the week.
I can dig it. How you feeling over there?
I'm cool. I got my vacation set and ready. I got, about 29 days left of school.
Yeah, I'm good. You said how many days?
29 days left of school.
That ain't bad. Shit. I wish I could say that.
No, it's not. That's not counting the weekends. That's just the school day calendar. Like Monday through Friday type thing.
Oh, that's cool. Shit. I wish I had a countdown like that. I need a job like that where I get paid quarterly or something. Or, well, annually, but be off. Be off.
The way they got it set up,
I don't have to work a full year.
They take a large amount of money out my check throughout the 10 months that I do work, so I can get paid the 2.5 months that I'm not at work.
I need some shit like that, because that remind me of like these athletes and motherfuckers that don't work the full year but get a whole lot of money. That's what that remind me of. First of all, I want to say to all my listeners, this is the Real Rap Radio Podcast. As y'all know, I be tripping up in this motherfucker, but holla at your homies, put your homies on to my shit, put your homies on to my shit. Oh girl, don't keep my shit from your girlfriends. Let them listen to my shit too. Don't be stingy, you old stingy bitch. Yeah, let your girlfriends hear my shit. I've been getting a whole lot of traction. I got traction in Georgia. I got a whole lot of traction coming out in California. I hope one of them motherfuckers ain't my baby mom. And if you listening to this, fuck you, bitch. That's all I can say to you. Matter of fact, come on and listen to this motherfucker. I got some shit for you. You need to listen to all these motherfuckers, cause I ran it down. But yeah, all my peoples in Texas. I got motherfuckers in Mississippi.
Texas in the house.
Yeah, Texas, Virginia. Matter of fact, let me take a look at this shit, because I done got on a new platform. Been trying to check out some new analytics, and that was let me see, U.S. what we hitting for? We hitting for California, Georgia, Virginia, D.C., Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas. Holla at your boy. Put your niggas on my shit, because
I got a question.
What's that?
In reference to your platform, sometimes like when you're on YouTube, it's like in order to get credit or whatever, you gotta watch the video for 3 minutes. Is it something like that, or just?
You said you gotta watch the video for what's that?
Like when you're on YouTube, in order to give a person credit for, their video, whatever the case may be, you're gonna watch the video for like 3 minutes, is what it said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long do they have to listen to the podcast in order for you to get a hit or your credit or whatever?
I don't know. I'm guessing like a hot minute. It don't take much, but shit. If they listening to this whole motherfucker, then they got put on or something. If they just listening to the beginning and then they don't listen no more, then shit. Shout out to all my loyal listeners, my double L's that be in this motherfucker rocking with me, listening to my shit on the way to work, cracking the fuck up, farting and shit.
Why does that be farting?
Cause I make motherfuckers laugh so hard they fart.
They farting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Motherfuckers be laughing so fucking hard, start farting and shit. I need to I'm gonna see if I can go live. What's that? Hell yeah. I had a week that was, yeah, my week always fucking crazy. But let me tell you, last week I told you about that nigga I had it out with, right? You remember me telling you?
Well, you told me, but you told the podcast that you didn't
want to
talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I told
the podcast, people don't know what's going on.
I told them because I had forgot to tell them. It's been like 5 weeks and it just kept slipping my mind. Like 5 fucking podcasts. And I'm like, damn. I still haven't told y'all that I work with this nigga. But speaking of this nigga, it's crazy that it get back to me. This motherfucker on the job, I don't work with this nigga. He don't gotta worry about me. I don't gotta worry about this nigga. But this nigga worried about me. He doing some fucked up shit, I guess, because he's a drunk. That nigga, he just gets super pissy drunk. I'm surprised when he come to work he ain't fucking drunk. That's how much he get drunk. Like, soon as he get off work, he going to the store, he getting a couple beers, and he getting a couple shots or cheap ass little thing of some Taka vodka. Like a cheap, like a little $8 bottle of that shit, and get him a couple beers and shit, and probably get him a gram to smoke some. But the nigga just get pissy drunk, piss on himself. I already told y'all this shit. Him and his girl, they get drunk, but his girl don't fuck with him now, so he by himself or whatever. But that's his get up. You know what I'm saying? Get pissy drunk, pee on himself, wake up in the morning, flip the mattress over, wash his ass and go to work. You know what I'm saying? If you ask that motherfucker how many times he peed the bed, he gonna tell you he peed the bed more times as a fucking adult than he did when he was a kid. That's how much this nigga drink. Huh?
What he doing at work?
I'm about to tell you what his nut ass, what his nut ass doing. So the manager asked him to put away the load or whatever. The load ain't nothing, it's just a few simple it's simple shit you gotta put up. That ain't nothing. He ain't put the load up. He went home. The boss asked him why he put the load, why didn't he put the load up or whatever. And this nigga, he started getting into his drunk bag, and he telling them, if I tell you to do something, I mean do it. And then he say something like, well, Q ain't filling out the filling in the logs. He ain't filling out the logs. He bring me the fuck up when I don't got nothing to do with nothing. I don't got shit to do with nothing. So I feel some type of way about that shit, because if I'm talking to the manager, I'm not bringing up another nigga. If we talking about me, I'm not saying none of that shit. And fuck no, I don't fill out no blogs. Like, I do my job. Like, the manager or whoever can check that shit off. I don't check that shit off. This motherfucker, I kinda, and I ain't tell the people last week that the reason why he hate on me, or the reason why I think the nigga hate on me, because his girl told him that I was her type, and I guess he felt like a bitch after that. But it wasn't on, like, I don't want his fucking girl. I'm chilling. This was years ago. So I guess after she told him that I was her type, that he felt some kind of way. Got smacked in his head with a fucking wooden block and all that. So now I'm thinking I might have to fuck this nigga up again. And I ain't even tell the people that, like during the mix of that shit, that when we had it out, the cops was called, and the nigga snitched on me. I ain't tell the people that shit. I forgot to tell y'all that. I'ma tell y'all now though. So I don't know who called the cops or whatever, but all I know is I'm coming out my room. I was about to get the fuck up out of there. And I get to the front door, and it's fucking the cops is there, and I'm like, oh shit! I'm like, who the fuck are the cops? So I'm going out the door, and they asking me questions or whatever, and I let them. This nigga was behind me. I'm letting all them motherfuckers talk, and this nigga told the cops. He telling the cop, this bitch ass nigga. This nigga telling the cops, he got a such and such color gun up in there too. He got a such and such color gun. I said, you bitch ass nigga. This nigga, I can't believe this shit. I can't believe I'm even telling these motherfuckers. I can't even believe I'm telling the listeners this bullshit. This motherfucker, I can't believe I'm telling. This motherfucker said, yeah, he got a such and such color gun, and da 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 da. And I said, this bitch ass nigga. But it don't surprise me though. That shit don't surprise me. And this what the listeners better know. When you fucking with a Georgia nigga, Atlanta nigga, man, they'll snitch on your ass quick. That was lightweight. When he told the cop that, the cop just shrugged that shit off like, man, it's guns all over this motherfucker.
It's crazy but understood.
This nigga, what's crazy but understood? The fact that there's a bunch of guns all over the Georgia, or, you know, just for speeding. Yeah.
That didn't even bother them to say, okay,
he
got a gun, and let's follow protocol or whatever.
They
was just like, okay, keep going.
Hey,
it's
over there. Yeah, they ain't give a fuck about my gun, but I don't want to damn play the main point that I want my listeners to know. That these Atlanta niggas, these Georgia niggas, boy, that snitch on your ass quick. I want them to know that shit. And I want them to believe it. Believe that shit. These motherfuckers be thinking they so fucking smart. They get up in an interrogation fucking room, and these niggas think they so smart. They trying to outthink a cop and do all that old corny shit. No, nigga, you just shut the fuck up. I don't got nothing to say. Yeah, keep me in here for 2 days or however long y'all can hold me. Y'all can only hold me for 48 hours. If y'all don't get shit in 48 hours, then I'm out this motherfucker. If y'all try to put some fucking charges on me in 48 hours, then I gotta fight them motherfuckers. Plain and simple. These motherfuckers be trying to have a battle with a motherfucker. They be in that motherfucker dropping a 16 hot verses. They go up in the district and they drop fuck a 16. They drop a 32. Heated verses, nigga. They be singing, dropping verses when they go down to the precinct. don't want my motherfucking listeners to overlook that shit or overhear that shit. When I said that shit, I mean that shit. Some of them is sturdy. Most of these niggas ain't. Plain and simple. Cause I know if an Atlanta nigga listening, they probably like, oh, I ain't no snitch. I stand on 10. Yeah, it's only but a few. It ain't too many, I tell you that. And if it was, I ain't meet that nigga. But I wanna say, I don't befriend no niggas, nigga. Cause I done got so old. I don't even give a fuck. Like I chill by myself. So it's like when I befriend a motherfucker, it just get me in trouble. It just get me in dumb shit. And I know me, so I just chill by my fucking self. If my lady come through, then I chill with her. What happened? It ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what I do. Shit. You start fucking with niggas and you just get in trouble all the fucking time. Little niggas learn better. If you knew better, you do better. For real. You don't need a bunch of niggas around you. It just means you're going to get up in some dumb shit. Depending on the niggas you hang around. But shit, when I was young, I hung around a group of niggas. Nigga, I had a squad. A squad of niggas. Mm-hmm. It was a whole lot of niggas. So I understand it. You said you don't have too many friends?
I never did. I still don't.
All my friends I knew since, all my real friends, like my niggas that I grew up with and that I was just talking about, I had a lot of niggas. I knew them niggas, we was doing this shit since we was 17. And it's about like a good 30 of us. We were 17, nigga. That's like so many years ago. When I was fucking 7. What happened?
Yeah, do like reunions and stuff.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, do y'all do like reunions and stuff?
Nah, it's always a reunion when we get up, though. I can tell you that. It's a reunion whenever we see each other. It's a motherfucking party because we barely see each other. Niggas got families, wives, kids, and all that shit. So whenever we get a chance to see each other, it's a motherfucking reunion. And it's just like that. Like, some of my niggas I didn't know. Like, some of my niggas I known since I was single digits. Like my nigga Black. Me and Black been tight since I was 7 years old. Still tight to this day. That's the my nephew that I said came down a couple weeks ago on a couple podcasts ago. Mm-hmm. That's Black's son.
Okay.
Yeah, me and that nigga, he lived 3 doors down from me. What, in Southwest? I was 7 years. No, I think I was 8 or 9, and he was 7. He was a G.I. Joe playing on a porch ass nigga. This nigga had like 3,000 G.I. Joes. I wasn't a G.I. Joe nigga because I wasn't the nigga that liked to use my imagination and be playing with some fucking toy figure saying, I'm gonna get you. Yeah, I'm gonna kill you. Hey, take this. Huh. Hey, why you do that to him? Come here. I wasn't that type of nigga. And Black was that nigga. He was the nigga that'd grab a motherfucking G.I. Joe man and grab a other one and have a full conversation with the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't that nigga. I wasn't no G.I. Joe type nigga. I was a Transformer nigga. Like, I got Optimus Prime for Christmas one time. You can do some shit. You can do some shit with Transformers. I couldn't do no shit with no motherfucking goddamn G.I. Joes. But remember when I was telling you about we made the wrestling belts and all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Black was one of them niggas. We get in the ring and I wrestle that motherfucker. I wrestle on my block. We had 3 mics on my block. My block, we had a bunch of kids, but we had three mics on my block. We had a Black mic, which was Black. We had a white mic, which was another mic, and we had a yellow mic. So
was white mic really white or just?
No, white Mike was mixed, but he was more
okay.
More white than motherfucker. Mike, that's my nigga. If he hear this shit, he probably gonna be cracking the fuck up. But Mike was extra light skinned and shit, with curly hair and shit. So we call him White Mike. And across the street from White Mike, this is crazy. Across the street from White Mike, you had Yellow Mike, and then 3 doors down from White Mike, you got Black Mike. And Black name is Black to this day. White Mike, Yellow Mike, and Black Mike. And Black name is Black to this day. So, you know, he was the blackest motherfucker. That's what his mama say. His mama be like, Mikey! Mikey! Come here, you black motherfucker. That shit be so funny.
And Michael Blackson
thing? Huh?
She did that Michael Blackson.
No, her son was Black.
I know what I'm saying. Like, it just reminds me of Michael Blackson. That's what he always talks about.
Oh, yeah, well, Black probably like a shade lighter than Mike Blackson. Nah, I won't give it 2 shades. That's putting too much pressure on it. I ain't gonna give it 2 shades lighter than Michael Blackson. He a black motherfucker. Yeah, and that snitch ass nigga, that's all I wanted to tell y'all, tell my listeners. Niggas a snitch. Nigga still snitching on me. The nigga, I know he don't like me. He don't like me, but I don't give a fuck about the nigga. I don't give a fuck about this nigga. I don't know what's up with this nigga, but he gonna make me fuck him up again. That's what I do
people
know.
Did the job say anything to you about logging in?
What happened?
Did the people at your job say anything about logging in?
They told me to do it now because his bitch ass said so.
So you not logging in had to do what with his?
What you say?
The fact that you weren't logging in, what did that do, or how did that affect his job?
It don't affect his fucking job, because all I'm filling in is I'm filling in a log of things that need to be done. But I don't fill it in because I don't have a pen. And on top of that, I do my job.
So he's pretty much saying, when you leave at night, you're supposed to let the next person know what they gotta do. So since you don't log anything, he don't know what he gotta do.
Mm-hmm. No. Fuck no. He do his fucking job. I guess he felt like he don't have to fill in the blogs because Q ain't filling in the blogs. He just on my dick. That's nigga just on my motherfucking wood, nigga. I'ma see that nigga tomorrow though. That's my only day I can see him, is like Monday. And then I guess they putting this nigga on punishment. They trying to get rid of this nigga now, cause they done gave me one of his days. I said fuck it, I pick up an extra day, I get some extra money. You know what I'm saying? I need the money. Child support kicking my ass, huh?
I said I wouldn't say nothing to him then.
You wouldn't say nothing to him?
Nah. Keep it professional.
You won't tell that nigga to keep my fucking name out of his mouth? Like, nigga, whatever you going through, you handle that, nigga. Just don't bring me up in your fucking comment. Matter of fact, I can't say that because the manager told me, so I can't even say no shit to him. Little bitch ass nigga. I'm just going. He better not say nothing to me. I'll tell you that. That's all. You know, I had a lot of backbiting ass fucking friends. Like I cut a whole lot of niggas off, man. Like all my niggas will never hate on me. Will never do no slimy shit. Never backbite me. None of that shit. Like none of my real niggas, they won't do that old dumb shit. And I was thinking, like, I was going to get into the news. I'll get into that a little later, but I want to tell these motherfuckers, man, a little story. Me and the nigga I was real cool with, we done did some shit, like, this motherfucker started hating on me before I even moved to come down here to Georgia. I'm with that nigga. We bagging up dope all night long. From probably like goddamn 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night to about like 7 in the morning type shit. Bagging up fucking dope. Before I came out this motherfucker. Doing all this shit. I done did so much shit with this nigga. I can't even tell the people how much. Some of the stories. I can't even tell y'all some of the fucking stories. And that's some good shit. That I would love to tell y'all, but that'd just be some incriminating ass shit. So I ain't gonna get into it. What's that? I can't hear you. Gotta speak up. Get into the mic.
I said you said too much already.
Yeah, bagging up dope. Yeah. That's cool. Cause I've been stopped fucking around with that. I got out that life a long time ago. So I don't give a fuck if I say it. I can say it. I ain't doing none of that bullshit no more. But yeah, doing that shit. And I posted, like, he don't be on Instagram. Well, he do be on social media, but he don't be on social media. I guess he got a secret Instagram account that he hide from his girl or some shit. I don't know. But motherfucker was on Instagram hating on me and shit. I couldn't believe it. So I had to block this nigga. And when I blocked him, I said, man, I ain't fucking with this nigga. I ain't fucking with him. Huh?
That's what things happen for a reason. Sometimes a friendship is only supposed to last for a certain season.
And it's fucked up. It's fucked up that niggas that you cool with, that you've been cool with, do some shit that you just can't fuck with them. You can't fuck with them. And I want to tell y'all young boy something. Or whoever listening. Mm-hmm. Once a nigga do some old nut shit, nigga, you can't fuck with him. Sorry to let you know. You just can't fuck with him. You just gotta let him. You just gotta fall back. Let them do them. And let them figure it out. Oh, this nigga don't fuck with me. Nah, I can't fuck with you.
Believe in what they show you.
Yeah, I do believe it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the young boy.
Yeah, the young boys better believe it, but ain't no, these niggas know your nigga ain't gonna hate on you. That's gonna be the last motherfucker you think gonna hate on you. But then when the motherfucker hate on you, you gonna be like, damn, you must have felt this way the whole fucking time, nigga. Like, shit, I ain't never think no shit like that about you. But that's just me, man. My shit built on something different. I'm too loyal. And I don't do dumb shit. Like me, I ain't the type of nigga that'll fuck with a homie's ex-girlfriend or none of that shit. Cause there's so many bitches in the world, I wouldn't dare do no shit like that. And then if you do that, you gotta get permission. Like back in the day, Black, the one I was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a girlfriend back in the day. And I think I was like 18 and shit when I was dealing with this bitch. And We had a fallout and I guess she wanted to get back at me because I wasn't fucking with her like that no more. And she wanted to fuck my cousin. She wanted to fuck Black. And the code when you niggas, the code is you gotta get permission. You gotta get permission if you trying to smash. So Black hit me and he was like, you know, bang bang, such and such trying to smash me. You know, I got the green light. And I told Black, I said, Black, if she gonna let you hit that shit, she ain't getting back at me. Like she thinks she getting back at me by giving you some pussy. She ain't getting back at me. She just making herself look like a whore. So I said, if she gonna give it to you, hit that shit. And Black smashed. But this bitch thinking, oh, she, to this day, she don't know that I know. She don't know that I even gave the permission to even fuck. She don't even know that. Only if she listening to this fucking podcast. But that's the loyalty when it comes to your niggas. If a bitch that you dealing with, or a bitch that you used to deal with, trying to smash the homie gotta hit you. Homie hit you and be like, listen, Tina trying fuck. I know that's your joint or such and such or whatever. You know, should I smash or can I smash? And then me, as a motherfucking G, I wouldn't give a fuck if the bitch was my wife. I said, if she gonna let you hit, nigga. I ain't no blocker. Mm-hmm. I ain't no blocker. You know what I'm saying? If a you gotta let a whore be a whore. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a fuck if this bitch was my wife, nigga. Let the homie call me and be like, listen, your wife over here, she trying to fuck. Da 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 blah da blah 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 blah. I'm be like, go ahead and fuck that bitch. And by the time that bitch get home, I'll be already moved out. I'll be already long gone by the time she get home. She'll be blocked.
Yeah.
I don't owe that bitch no
explanation.
I wouldn't owe that bitch no explanation about nothing. She just wouldn't see me no more. I just make sure I get all my shit. Or if I have to come back and get all my shit, that'll be corny, but hopefully I get all my shit up out of there. And by the time she come home, I'll be long gone. I don't owe her shit. I don't owe her no explanation. Oh, why you leave? Why you move? I don't owe her shit. I'm just out of there. Block. She don't hear from me. She don't see me. If she start trying to stalk me and all that shit, I'm going to tell her get the fuck away from me. If I put a restraining order on her ass for stalking me Oh, crazy.
She probably, I mean, if you just get up and go, she ain't gonna know what happened. I mean, I guess eventually she will figure it out.
Yeah, because I don't owe no bitch no explanation, and I'm not arguing with no hoe. I'm done with that shit. Like, I ain't no young boy. You think I'm gonna be arguing with this bitch? Oh, and why you out here giving such and such pussy, bitch? You a hoe. You a smut, bitch. I'm not doing that. We already know what it is. I ain't gonna do the obvious. I'ma just get a bitch her wings and let her fly away. You just gotta give a bitch her wings. But these backbiting ass niggas that y'all call y'all homies, man, when you get older, you find out most of my niggas, most of my real niggas, man, they still my niggas.
I try to enforce my children to be observant. Pay attention to your surroundings and, you know, learn who these people are. Like, you know, I mentioned an incident that happened a few weeks ago.
Even if your homie hate on you in a joking way, nigga, I don't play that shit neither. Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
It's some underlying truth to the joke.
You dig me? I'm just... Yep. When you get older, you get over the bullshit.
You get wiser. You learn a lot.
You get wiser, you know, because of experiences and shit you've been through.
And, you know, experiences and watching other people go through things, you wisen up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a part of life.
Yeah.
The way people learn in general.
Yeah, that's the way I learned.
That's the way everybody learns. You know, they always say we are a product of our environment, and that's pretty much the truth is. Our environment is not always what goes on based at home. Our environment is what we are, whatever atmosphere we are in at that moment. So, situations and things happen to people that alter their perspective in life, and, you know, it changes them, you know.
Yeah, it changed me.
You could be the sweetest person in the whole wide world, and then you go through something tragic, and then you just the nastiest person, or vindictive. Or go ahead.
That's why my personality is like, for the people that don't, well, a lot of my listeners don't know me, but I was like outgoing. I had an outgoing personality. I was real funny and shit. I like to play. I like to have fun and that type shit, but after life then punch you in your fucking head a million times, you learn life, you wisen up. My personality changed. I used to be social. I'm not social right now. I'm antisocial. I don't need niggas around me. I don't like crowds. But go ahead.
And see, I mean, I had a whole lot more extra spunk in my life as well. And I still got it. You know, it got to be the right person to bring it out. But at the end of the day, you know, I try not to let what has happened in my life affect who I am. You know, and when I was younger, I was in a relationship with my kid's father. That was like a 10-year relationship. There was a lot of manipulation, a lot of everything. I think I was 23. I was 16 when I met him. I was 23 when I involved myself with him. And I think at 31, I finally called it a quit. But he sucked a whole lot of life out of me. He sucked a whole lot of life out of me. And I say all of that because...
You say that because... No, I was going to ask you, do you think that was years wasted?
For a very long time, I used to say he wasted a lot of my time, and it was wasted. But I think also something that I had to learn within that span of time that him and I were together. Mm-hmm. You know, so I try not to, I mean, maybe I'm optimistic, I don't know, but I try to take a lot of the negative things that happen in my life and look at the positive of it. Because if I let the negative soak into me, it's just going to destroy me, and it's going to change me. And I don't want that to change me to somebody else. I want to continue to be myself. Mm-hmm. So I try to ignore the negative, not to say that I don't listen to the messages that come about, but I take the negative and I look at the positive. So yeah, there was a 10-year thing, a 10-year life to waste, but there were some things that I did learn in reference to relationships. You know, a lot of what I wanted out of a relationship, you know, who I wanted that relationship to be with when I met that person and things of that nature. You know, and also, I mean, at the end of the day, my kid's father had multiple girlfriends, multiple babies while we were together. Oh, you know, so shit. There are some manipulatives and tricks and things like that I've learned that, you know, if I see the pattern again, I'm like, okay, this is what it is. And at the end of the day, it's because of the things that I went through, I can also teach my children, especially my daughter, what she needs to look out for. You right. know, so it may have been some years wasted. I used to think that, but I try not to let it look at years wasted. It was a purpose for everything. You know, but he sucked the soul out of me for a very long time. But I try not to allow him to change who I am. Mm-hmm. I gotta be me no matter what. I vow that I will never let another man take, you know, suck me dry the way he did.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie. That shit changed me. Like, I remember.
I can't say it didn't change me, but, you know, I just.
Even the first time I got cheated on changed me. Like, and then, like, as you learn life, then you just be like, man, fuck the bullshit. Like, people gonna do what they do. And I don't need to act off emotions and be all crazy over this nut-ass bitch that's out here doing nut shit. I don't gotta go crazy. I just don't want to be disrespected. But then if it happened, I gotta refrain myself from going nuts. I just tell the bitch, look, bitch, go ahead. I ain't trying to be up in nobody's jail when there's a million bitches out here. I just tell her, go ahead. I can't waste no energy on her. Hollering and screaming. You trying to tell a bitch how you feel? She ain't trying to hear that shit. So what's the point of talking? I'ma get my shit in roll. Do your thing. Do whatever the fuck you been doing. But yeah, it changed.
I didn't want a person to take away from me. Because, I mean, I'm optimistic in love, you know. I haven't encountered a lot as everybody else has encountered, even to the point of where, what some of the things that you have gone through, but I've had my ups and downs relationships. I've been hurt, you know. I've been abused, you know, things of that nature. And I just, like, I want to be the better me for whomever deserves to be me. And I vowed that I was not going to let anybody that I dealt with before my Prince Charming came into my life and just sucked the soul out of me, and then I'm not nothing for him. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just choose not to. You know, I look at life like, you know, regardless of relationship or whatever it is, you're going to have your ups and downs. You got to learn to take it on the chin sometimes and don't give up. Like, you can't give up on love. You can't give up on the fact that there might be that special person out there for you. You know, it's going to be hard. Don't get me wrong, but what one man has done to me, I can't take that out on another man. That's something that I've been told all my life. And I, you know, like, don't let what one person, what one man did to you affect the next man.
Right. Now.
And it made a lot of sense.
Therapy is always good. And maybe I need some extensive therapy. But my trust is different. Like, I don't trust niggas. I don't really trust nobody. Cause I don't put shit past the motherfucker. And if I start getting warmed up, I just be hoping that this motherfucker ain't corny. Like, far as relationships, me and me getting in a relationship, because a lot of chicks that a nigga gonna come across is not 100. And it's hard to keep it real with a bitch that ain't 100. And everybody know what 100 is. And a lot of bitches don't stand on shit. Like, they don't keep it real. On top of,
I think it's a person out there for everybody, and that right one will give you a different aspect.
True. But most chicks don't even keep it real with themselves. So that's the fucked up thing. And they don't stand on shit. No principles, no morals. So it's like, damn, bitch, what do you stand on? All you do is lie. You don't tell a motherfucker you sorry when you wrong. You just throw some more bullshit in it. When a sorry is simple and can end all conversations, where you don't even gotta talk much. I'm sorry, that was my bad. I ain't mean for that shit to happen. That shit ain't gonna happen again. I learned from it.
Yeah.
But females not woman enough. But they want a man to be man enough. How the fuck a man gonna be man enough, bitch, and you ain't woman enough to keep it real with your fucking self? I remember I had to look my motherfucking self in the mirror and knuckle down, stand on some shit. And now I got to a point in my life where, you know, I was too loyal in relationships and all that shit. I wasn't the one that'll leave and be like, I ain't fucking with you no more. I was too loyal. But it was like every fucking relationship I had, a chick left. And that's how it is in marriages. Whenever a chick ain't happy, you don't make her happy no more. She wanna leave. She wanna leave the marriage, or she wanna leave the relationship. So I look at it as, this shit is just a rental. That's just a fucking rental.
Yeah. I look at things differently. You know, my last relationship, which was a marriage, I wasn't happy. But I told my husband I wasn't happy. I tried to show him my love language, but I needed him to display to me.
Why wasn't you happy?
Huh?
Why wasn't you happy? And was he supposed to make you happy? That's the thing. Like, it's because I don't depend on no female to make me happy. Long as she, I don't depend on no female to make me happy. Long as she treat me good, I don't depend on her to make me feel happy in a relationship. Niggas know it's ups and downs. It's trying times. It's you take the bad with the good. If a motherfucker can get over the bad and work the shit out to make it all right, you know, it's like when shit is all good, then they loving it. When shit turn bad or sour, then they trying to find a fucking exit. And that's cool with me, because shit, if you know, I learned from females to get the fuck out of there. Break a motherfucking heart. I don't got the patience no more. So yeah, I'll give up quick. And then I remember chicks saying, you give up too quick. Because I don't got time for the bullshit. I don't got time to be wasting no motherfucking more days with you, bitch. Wasting years and months and all that shit. I don't got time for the bullshit. And I don't want to waste no fucking time when the right one is out there. So, yeah. But I was asking, what made you unhappy? Like, why did he have to make you happy? What was it?
I think I wanted him to show me emotions, and he didn't show emotions.
Would it be? And then
there was consistent, I love you, but the actions never matched the words.
Okay. Yeah, well, that ain't cool. If you just saying I love you and you ain't showing.
He's a great provider. You know, I didn't have to worry about anything financially.
Well, maybe that was his love language. Maybe that's how he showed he loved you, by holding shit down and providing.
It was. If you look at, so I'm a psych major. So if you go back and look at the dynamics of how he was raised, his mom had two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
She was never really home, and his older sister pretty much raised him. They were like bachelor kids. You know, his mom worked one full-time job, came home, took a nap, cooked dinner. By the time they were coming back home, she was on her way to another full-time job, and she did it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, his biological father, he spent a little bit of time, but he didn't provide like that love and nurturing aspect as a dad. But he made sure financially his kids were okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he grew up understanding that, or thinking that money was going to cure everything, you know. And then he met me, and I'm like, you know, money is good, don't get me wrong, but I need a little bit more than that. You know, I need a little bit of time, I need a little bit of loving. You know, I like the romantic stuff, so buy me flowers, buy me balloons, you know, little things like that. It doesn't have to be a lot. You can get a bouquet of flowers for $10 at the damn supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little small things, a card or
let me say this. I want to say this about flowers. When it comes to men and buying women flowers, this is the thing. Like. Don't even ask him nothing like this. Just see what happened. Like, you'll hear a woman talk, and she be like, yeah, I want a man to buy me flowers and da 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 da. And yeah, show me. And I want to tell the niggas out there, go ahead and buy her some flowers and shit. You ain't got to buy her no roses. Just buy her some nice ass flowers and all that. And see what she do with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, a bitch that like flowers and shit, oh yeah, buy me some flowers and he got me some roses and all that shit. A bitch that like flowers, she gonna have a vase to put them motherfuckers in. Now, if you just buy a bitch some flowers and she just sit the motherfucking flowers on the countertop and let the motherfuckers die and all that, then you never buy her flowers again. You tell her, what's the point of me buying flowers and fucking roses, bitch? And they just sit on the counter and die. You don't even try to keep them alive. Like, you don't like them that much, because all the fuck they do is die on the countertop. How much do you like flowers? You just let them die. And then you never buy no fucking flowers or roses again. Like, if a female like roses and flowers and stuff like that, then she'll take care of them. They not gonna be up in her room or on some countertop just dying and shit, and she got the roses just to say, oh, she got some fucking roses, and she feel good about herself that a nigga bought her some roses and let the motherfuckers die. Don't do shit to be pleasing these bitches that don't appreciate shit. That's what I wanna tell my niggas that's listening. And it's like that.
Well, as a woman who does appreciate stuff, and like I said, don't gotta be big stuff, little stuff.
Yeah, and
you know,
and that's the thing.
Those are the things that I like, you know. And I've always said, I love balloons, I like cards, I like flowers.
And that's the thing, but when it comes to any woman, and when it comes to any man, the simplest shit, you can do the simplest shit, but that simple shit mean the world to them. Like with you, mm-hmm. just buy you some balloons, buy you some flowers, you know, go out to eat, do simple shit, you know. Shit like that, it don't take much to please a woman that's really into you. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yep. You ain't gotta spend no money.
You forgot about that part.
A nigga think you gotta spend some money, but you ain't gotta spend no money if a chick really into mm-hmm. you. Y'all can stroll through the park. It's a lot of things y'all can do without money.
Oh, shit. Y'all can
buy a bottle, go to the lake, drink, smoke, talk, have fun, walk around.
That's all the things that I really wanted from home and never could get it. But then it came to a point where just me and my kids would just get up and go and do our own thing. Even vacations and stuff like that. It was just me and my kids.
He didn't want to go on vacations?
Yeah. He didn't want to go, but then when we went, it was like, oh, I should have went with you. Then we come back, he's like, oh, I'm going on the next vacation. The vacation comes, it's like, no, I'm chilling. You know, but my husband had an addiction to alcohol, so that kind of messed up a lot of his thought process and how he thought and his reasonings and stuff like that. So
That's crazy. I mean, he ain't take one family vacation?
No, he only took one. He may have taken one.
Well, some niggas don't like to get off the block. I ain't that type nigga. I get
like
up
to get out the damn house. Shit. You go to work and come home and that's it.
Yeah, but that's draining sometimes. And then that could be like...
It is draining. And play the game. Like, I don't want to be in the house and you playing the game. Like today, for example. It was a beautiful day. On a norm, he would have been in the house doing what he wanted. What he wanted and how he wanted, and I'm like, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that, and he would have been like, no, I'm chilling. Better yet, I probably wouldn't even ask him because he'd probably been too intoxicated for me to kick him out in public.
Man. Well, some niggas is just like that. Like, they'd rather just have a drink and chill in the crib if that's their thing. And
Nah, he's not having a drink. He's drinking probably a whole gallon of vodka.
God damn. In one setting?
In let's just say probably about 4 hours.
Well, that sound like my nigga Uncle Polly, he'd buy him a bottle of apple Smirnoff. He'd buy, I think, like the quart, and he'd drink a whole quart a day, but he'll make sure he save about like 8 ounces, so when he wake up, he got he got something to drink before he go get another bottle.
Oh yeah, he'll get 2 or 3 bottles at one time. So when he get low on another one, he making it back to the liquor store. I remember I used to hate going to the corner store to get my mom's cigarettes. I used to hate going to the liquor store, and he didn't have a car, he didn't have a license, so it was just like, can you take me? Can you do this? I'm like, dude, like, you killing me here.
Damn.
But I say all that because, you know, you live and learn. I had to leave because I had to do what was best for me. I had to do what was best for my kids. You know, on some non-revengeful stuff. So, you know, yeah, I left that relationship.
Mm.
I wasn't happy.
I wasn't happy.
He wasn't willing to change. Nothing. It was even to the point where, you know, me being a psychology major, again, just trying to figure out and come be creative with things to try to save the marriage, to try to get him to realize, you know, what I'm asking for, like, even do our own sense of therapy.
So let me ask you.
Say what?
Let me ask you. did you see all of this before you got with him? Like, how? Why did it take so long for you to see that?
He was more involved and more active in the beginning of our relationship and in the beginning of our marriage. But after we got married, like 6 months after we got married, some things changed. And he wasn't the same person. He became more enhanced with the drinking, and or drinking became more of his thing to do. And it just caused more problems than what it needed to cause.
Was y'all getting into a lot of arguments and fighting a lot?
No, we weren't. Our relationship wasn't perfect, but we didn't really start arguing and fighting until after we got married.
Damn. So how long was y'all together before y'all got married?
About 2 years, 3 years. About 2 or 3 years before we got married. We were together for 2 years, we were engaged for a year, and then we got married.
So about 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And he started drinking more once y'all got married?
You know, once we got married, he started drinking more.
So what, was you stressing him? What was the life?
I can't recall. I mean, nothing had changed. Before we got married, we were already living together. Nothing financial changed.
How was the drinking before? Like, when y'all was living with each other? I mean,
it was manageable. When he would get drunk, it wasn't as often. It was something that I was able to deal with. But I noticed a pattern that it started getting, you know, becoming a little out of hand, where I started, all right, you need some counseling, like, what you going to do? But he refused to get the counseling.
Mm.
I mean, you know, honestly speaking, on just to backtrack some things, my marriage kind of, like, after I got married, I noticed that his dad had mentioned something about his education. And
what about it?
His dad mentioned, like, I can't wait until baby gets his his high school diploma. And I'm like, what? So I turned around. When we got home, I'm like, you got your diploma? He was like, no. I was like, what do you mean no? Now mind you, I'm already married. Like, how you I'm confused. So that was one of the first things, and I say that my marriage started off on a lie, because it was always, I graduated, I did this, I did that, and blah blah blah. But now your dad is like, hey, I can't wait till you get your diploma. And I'm just like, you ain't got your diploma? Like, you told me you had it. I didn't think I needed to see it to make sure to verify it. But damn, maybe the next person needs to make sure, you know, they got their shit.
Damn.
You know, so I kept trying to encourage him to go back to school, to go get the GED, you know, whatever, but he didn't do it. You know, another issue is that a lot of times he didn't listen to what I said, but if his sister said it, then he did it. And that's how he got his high school diploma, eventually. You know, so I was glad he got it, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like a slap in my face. Like, for years, I've been asking you to do your part in reference to taking initiative, because I can't do this for you. This is your name. You have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He never did it, but as soon as his sister took the charge, he did it. You know, so there was just things that started coming out of the woodwork after we got married, and you know, after a while, enough was enough. Like, there wasn't no physical abuse, but there was a lot of verbal abuse, and it was towards me and my children. And he would always call my kid's dad out, you know, like, call your pops. He would square up and rumble and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what does he have to do with anything?
Oh, he was on some corny like, shit.
Yeah, it was some weird stuff. You know, I mean, bullying all the way down to the point of when I was ready to actually leave him.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the hardest 3 months that I had to deal with. Like, it was hard. It was a lot of arguing, a lot of bickering. I was in school trying to get my bachelor's degree. It was hard. It was very hard. And I just couldn't do too much because I wasn't yet at a position to be where I needed to be so that me and my kids could leave.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stay in a fucked up relationship, a fucked up atmosphere until I got myself financially situated and I got myself together to where I could move away from this man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never in the 10 years of life that we have been together and he ever called me a bitch. But then recently at the end of our relationship, I was a bitch about 100 times.
So
you know?
how did the first bitch come out? What happened to make the first bitch come out?
I have no clue. In the midst of an argument, I was just a bitch.
And that's my thing. Like I don't like for me to call you a bitch. It is like for me to call a chick that I'm dealing with a bitch. It had to be like some real corny shit. Like. But normally I'd be like, you acting like a bitch. And then she'd be like, you calling me a bitch. And I said, nah, you acting like a bitch. Can you comprehend?
Well, a lot of times I'll be the first one to tell you, like, yeah, I'm in a bitchy mood. That's just how I'm feeling right now. You know, because I know I'm not person. I know I could be a bitch. You know, I get in my little attitudes and I get in my moods and I just, it is what it is. Give me a second to get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was sneaking in my house, you know, trying not to wake him up, just so me and the kids can get in the house and go to bed, like eating out and not eating, and like it was crazy.
If he stayed drunk, then he ain't waking the fuck up.
Sometimes he would wake up, sometimes he wouldn't. It depends on what time we were coming in the house and how soon he had fallen asleep.
And then
the boys had football, so we weren't getting in the house until late.
Then what? If he was to wake up, would he wake up and start arguing?
Wake up, start arguing, just rumbling with his mouth. But, you know, it was not a good scene for my kids to see.
Yeah, that's not a good environment.
And I had to get them out of there sooner than later.
And he ain't try to slow down the drinking?
He would try to do it on his own, but he was never successful. You know, and that's why I told him, like, you really need to go to rehab or you need to go to AA. You need to go to your physical doctor and talk to your doctor about it.
Do you think he's still drinking heavy?
Yep.
You said yeah? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't think nothing has changed. I mean, he still has a pretty decent relationship with my boys. Lachey goes around every once in the blue moon, but not as often as the boys. But they'll come back and, or I know when he's drinking with the amount of money that he gives my kids.
Yeah.
And that's always been one of the things. Like, depending on how drunk he was, depends on how much cash money he gave you.
Well, so he'll give out his money when he's drunk, when he's super drunk.
Yep.
That's when he's super generous.
That's when he's super generous.
Yeah. Well, like, I smoke weed. I'm not a drinker. And I smoke weed because it calms me down. if I'm super sober, anything will irritate me. But I do stop. I have my periods where I just cut it out and get shit together, depending on what I have to get done. You know, I take my little breaks and shit. Like, I stop for a few months, get back to it. Stop for like a year and some change, get back to it. And what people don't understand is I'm a weed smoker. Like, I stop, but I won't quit, bitch. You dig? Yeah, I stop, but I won't quit. Like, I quit smoking cigarettes. I was a cigarette smoker from like 18 to 23. I ain't smoked a cigarette since I was 23 years old. That's like 20 some years, huh?
I think that means your lungs still pretty healthy then.
Shit, I smoke like a mouse. My shit ain't that healthy. I'm about to stop them motherfuckers. I think I'm smoking on my last one. I ain't trying to buy no more of them motherfuckers. Fuck that. I ain't even get into what's going on in the on the internet.
I don't know what's going on the internet. I've been working and doing stuff for work, so I couldn't even tell you what's going on. I just know there was a great big old tornado in Iowa somewhere. That's about all I've seen.
I ain't even know nothing about that. I don't be watching the news or nothing like that. Like, if it don't come up on like social media or shit like that, I wouldn't know. But normally, if you want to find out all the news first, then you go to Twitter. Twitter lets you know the second this shit happened, with video and all that. But anyway, we got Diddy challenges lawsuit, claims statute of limitations in alleged assault case. Happy birthday to Bay Area rap icon Too Short. Happy birthday to Too Short Dog. Shouts out to Oakland. Shouts out to East Oakland. All my people in the Schoolville section. What's happening? Shouts out to Vallejo. Shouts out to the city. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out all my people in Pittsburgh. All my people in goddamn Shouts out to all my people in Richmond, all my people in San Pablo. Yeah, all my niggas. What's happening? But happy birthday, Short Dog. Today in hip hop history, Big Pun dropped his debut album, Capital Punishment, 26 years ago.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Big Pun. Matter of fact, I'ma have to listen to that album because that was my shit. Diddy's lawyers fight to toss sexual assault and revenge porn civil suit. Okay, so I guess they got a revenge porn tape on Diddy that nobody heard about. And Diddy lawyers trying to fight to toss the sexual assault and revenge porn lawsuit, civil suit. So it's a revenge porn? Okay.
I just found out Mary J. Blige was his son's godmother.
I've been to that. Because she friends with Misha. I guess that's Misha, that's her name. That's his first baby mom. So I guess Justin's mom. So it gotta be, she gotta be Justin's godmother. Am I right? I'm right?
You are correct.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Tiffany Haddish and Burner bless fans at Cookie Melrose in Los Angeles. If people don't know who Burner is also a rapper. You can find his music on all platforms where they got music. That's Burner, B-E-R-N-E-R. And Burner is a weed innovator. He the one that developed the weed strain cookies. So whether it's guava cookies, whether it's whatever variant of cookies, Burner came up with that. That's his shit. He got Gary Payton. He got a whole lot of strands that he came up with. So Burner is like a weed titan. He a titan when it comes to the marijuana industry. He branded his shit pretty decent with the cookies. The cookies brand. Today in hip hop history, the historic truce between the Bloods and the Crips during the LA riots 32 years ago. The LA riots was 32 years ago. Shouts out to LA.
The man who got beat by the cop, that right?
The Rodney King shit?
Yeah, Rodney King.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that was it. 32 years ago. Shouts out to all my niggas in LA. Compton, Watts, South Central, all my niggas. Pusha T confirms new music from himself or clips to come in 2024. So I guess it's gonna be him putting out a new album in 2024, cause I know damn well the clips ain't coming out with an album because Mala's not rapping. So it ain't no more clips. Chief Keef to return to Chicago for 2024 Summer Smash Festival. Last thing I heard, Chief Keef couldn't come back to Chicago. The cops banned that nigga. He couldn't come back. They wouldn't even let him perform a show in Chicago because they said it'd get too crazy. So for him to come back now in 2024, what's that, like 10 years later? If not more. They wouldn't even let Chief Keef have a goddamn what's that shit where they have like your where they have like a person like you be on the stage, it'd be like a something gram, like a hologram and shit, some shit. I forget what they call that. They wouldn't even let them have one of those at Chief Keef in the motherfucking concert in Chicago, cause niggas would get turned up. One of them niggas know what the fuck I'm talking about. where they do with Michael Jackson, like what they did with Tupac. It's like a hologram or some shit. They just play it on stage of motherfuckers that's dead and people want to see them.
I think they did that one with Houston too one time.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let Chief Keef do that in Chicago. But shouts out to Chief Keef, finally can do a show in Chicago. Hopefully motherfuckers don't go crazy. Oh, this one I want to talk about because this is hot. Neo's ex apologizes for outburst, blames the full moon and underlying issues. Well, first of all, I like to say Neo's ex is a fucking nut. She picks up a motherfucking cell phone and trying to record this nigga get mad and all that shit, but he was calm and she talking about something, I should slap you or I should do this and do that, and he said go ahead and I'll be calling the police. She was like, I know cause you're a police ass nigga. Now after the chick do all that, it's over with. Like, when you do all that shit, when you want to go live or you want to pull out your phone and do a recording because you in your feelings and all that shit, it's over. You might as well leave the premises before I call the police and tell them to get you the fuck removed from the premises, I should say. Because it's a wrap. There's no way we can repair that. Once you do some dumb ass shit like that, you can't repair that. I will never talk to you again.
I don't talk to exes anyway, so. The only ex I talk to.
I mean, she picked. Did you see this? Did you see what she did, though?
No. She picked, but it, I mean.
She picked up her phone and basically antagonizing the dude. All he trying to do is chill, watch TV. And he ain't trying to go through that shit. She calling him Diddy Jr. and all that. Probably because he got two bitches. He got two girlfriends. She probably ain't like that.
I seen it.
So she calling him Diddy Jr. And all he do is have sex and play the game and all that shit. So cool.
This is the one that, this is his ex-wife or his ex, no, he never married her,
this is
right?
A girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend. I'm about
this
to read.
Ex-girlfriend.
I'm about to,
yeah,
I'm about
she's
to.
Mad and bitter.
I'm going to read the article. Oh, she's an Instagram model. Okay. So it says, Instagram model Sade Baggerized. Known for being the mother of pop star Ne-Yo's two youngest sons, has issued a public apology following a heated confrontation with the Grammy Award winner. The incident unfolded earlier this week when Sade went live on Instagram from Ne-Yo's bedroom, accusing him of neglecting their child and berating him for all his alleged behavior. During the live stream, Sade aired her grievance, accusing Ne-Yo of prioritizing his personal life over his responsibilities as a father. She claimed that Ne-Yo had failed to remove his slew of women from his home while their children was present and criticizing for allegedly neglecting to display photos of their sons during his around his residence. However, in a surprising turn of events, Sade has now issued a public apology for her outburst, attributing her behavior to a combination of factors including the phases of the moon, her menstrual cycle, postpartum depression, and underlying issues in her co-parenting relationship with Ne-Yo. In her explanation, Sade expressed remorse for her actions and acknowledged the impact of her behavior on both Ne-Yo and their children. She emphasizes the importance of addressing underlying issues in their co-parenting dynamic and expressed a desire to move forward in a more constructive manner. The apology comes after initial reports indicate that Sade had gloated about her actions, but her remorse and acknowledgement of responsibilities after the fact suggests a willingness to take accountability for her behavior. Look at her post below. So what you think about that? What you think about what I just read?
I said she's crazy.
Yeah. She's big crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to figure out if she was the first one or the second one, but
I guess she the latest.
Because I think the first girl he didn't marry. I can't remember if he had kids.
She got
her,
two kids.
The second one he did marry and had kids with her.
Well, she got two kids from.
So I was just. Yeah, so I was just trying to figure out why she was hating so much.
She hating because he got two other chicks in the house and he fucking, and she like, why you not spending time with me and the kids? You on one wing of the house fucking these bitches and we on the other wing. Why you not spending time with your kids? instead of fucking these bitches and being with me.
Well, I hate to say it, but the same way you get a man is the same way you lose a man. If I'm not mistaken, she swindled her way into a relationship with him while he was with the other girl, and the two of them broke up. And I think they were together. They were, I think, the first girlfriend he was together. He was with her right in the beginning of his career. So I think they knew each other before he even became famous. Same way you get your man, the same way you lose your man.
Yeah, and I talked about that, and that's what happened with me too. I talked about that probably 2 podcasts ago. I would like to say, Sade, you a crazy, nutty, dippy-ass bitch. And that's what I like to say. I hope you hear this. To know how corny you is, bitch. Go sit the fuck down somewhere. Your next move, all you're going to do is go try to get some child support. Y'all live in the same house. I'm sure you don't want to leave that house.
Yeah, I couldn't be in that house. I have to go.
Well, she's staying there. She enjoying that shit. She got bitches in there. And he fucking them.
She ain't got to pay for. She ain't got to pay for bills, but she's not really happy.
Well, that's her dumb ass fault. She can get up out of there, take her kids, and then she gonna want some child. She gonna want some child support. Neo gonna be like, "Why you leaving?" Talking real smooth and shit. Sorry to the people, my voice is all fucked up, but I'm under the weather. But I'm still doing a podcast. I meant to mention that. But it's all good.
Oh, I feel better.
Yeah, baby. Let me see, where we at? Judge reprimands Wendy Williams guardian for withholding financial records from ex. So, I guess the ex was trying to get some more money.
Her ex-husband? I thought that case was over. Yeah. He got nothing.
I guess he trying to get a couple more dollars. The money wore out. He trying to get a couple more or something. I don't know.
Crazy.
Mio delivers medley of hits during NPR Tiny Desk performance. Mary J. Blige on Hall of Fame induction is just so humbling. Jeezy blasts allegations of domestic violence made by Jeannie Mai. It's disheartening to witness the manipulation. What'd you say?
I knew she was gonna come out with some BS.
No
damn domestic violence.
You want me to read that?
No, but I didn't know there was no damn domestic violence. Ain't nothing ever been reported about domestic violence. So now all of a sudden we got domestic violence going on. If anything, probably her mother was probably beating his ass.
Yeah, but I couldn't deal with it. That's just sad situation.
It is.
Drake removes TaylorMade freestyle from online after cease and desist letter from Tupac Estate. Tupac Estate sent a cease and desist letter to Drake. So Drake had to remove his TaylorMade freestyle. You won't be hearing that again. Eminem announces new album, The Death of Slim Shady. Coop of the Gracie. Coop of the Gracie, or Coop the Gracie. Shensi releases Infectious new single, Never Never. Normani drops sultry new single 159 featuring Gunner. YG drops energetic new tracks, Naka, and music video.
Yeah,
Coyle Ray drops new track, Can't Come Back, following Coachella debut. Tim's dropped new track, Love Me Gigi, ahead of debut album release. Shout out to Tim's. Well, baby girl, we gotta wrap this up. I gotta a few things that I need to get done before we wrap this up. I want to tell all my listeners, thank y'all for fucking with me. Sorry about the short podcast, but I'm under the weather.
What's the time for?
We are an hour and a half in.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a outro. I think I got one. I ain't gonna play that one because I just was talking about her. I'm gonna play this one. I'm about to play it right now. But yeah, to all my listeners, you know, share the podcast with your friends, follow, subscribe to my shit, tell your friends to subscribe, and rock with me. Fuck with me like I fuck with you. I'm keeping it consistent. I'm coming back every week with new podcasts. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you look at the history of my podcast, I took a 3-year break from doing podcasts. I ain't trying to take no break. I'm trying to keep that shit consistent. Fuck with me like I fuck with you. Plain and simple. Subscribe. Listen. Tell your peoples to holler at your boy. And you definitely can follow me on all social media platforms. On Twitter. On Instagram. On what else? Facebook. And you can send in your emails if you have any questions, or if you just want to chop it up. If you want to send your questions to Philly Kiki, you can send them at therealrapradiopodcast@gmail.com. And we out of this bitch, man. This episode 75, and we going. This the outro right here. You want to say bye to him?
Peace, everybody.
Holla, holla.
Tommy,
he lost his lady 2 months ago.
Let it go.
Maybe he find her. Maybe he won't. A wanderer.
Can match me. No girl can freak me. I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors. I attack y'all. Snuck through the back door. Guess who they saw?
Gold Eagles, black African rope star. Set it wrong way. Just plus the mirror was dope. Airbrush WB. Stop.
Shake your body, body.
And top a couple of these.
She's a hottie, hottie.
Godfrey and Chauncey. Very upset.
For what? For what?
They're sick and tired. I'm living in debt. Tired of roaches. I'm tired of rats. I know they are all
right. This is how we do them. Put a rough rider on my
bus right through them.
Come out your shirt and insert the party rhyme. Find Dr. Berserk Bacardi Lime. We're passing it takes to shake your Comic-Con. So the floor gets moist. Takes to follow mine. Swallow nine from Bahamas. Slim doodle making stuff inside pajamas.
They'll take all your rides with a coated smile. Hey, baby.
Tell a girl.
They'll love you 1 sec and then hate you the next. Oh, ain't it crazy, baby? Yeah.
Show
haters. Tony's his name.
Don't
that undefeated champion. Whoa, yeah. He's just the king of his throne. Always will be my friend.
Don't say your love. Truly yours.
Oh.
And we out this bitch. Holla at your boy, boy. Till next time.